This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. While scientists race to understand the health implications of Omicron, the new COVID variant of concern, governments are trying to figure out how to contain and cope with its spread. Several have rushed to enact new travel bans and dust off mask requirements. Today, the United States began restricting flights to and from South Africa and seven other countries in the region. But President Biden said he expects no additional travel bans and doesn't think new shutdowns are necessary. As for what Omicron could mean for the U.S. economy, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us started.
We don't need more lockdowns for the virus to damage the economy. You can do that via plain old fear. Gad Levinon heads the Labor Market Institute at the Conference Board. He says if Omicron turns out to be, say, a slightly worse Delta, we might expect a similar economic result.
Spending on leisure and hospitality would be impacted. Spending by older people and families with young children that are not vaccinated, they will be spending less. And especially, I think, tourism will take a big hit.
The U.S. has ended up having to try and manage the virus rather than stamp it out. But some other countries, countries with whom we trade, are inclined to take a stricter approach. Paul Ashworth is chief U.S. economist at Capital Economics.
China is still persisting with its zero COVID policy. So, you know, if we saw more disruption and closures of factories, that would weigh on the supply chain problems that have already been an issue.
How Omicron might affect inflation is another question. For now, that's very unclear. Ian Bremmer is president of Eurasia Group.
In the near term, you're going to have a sharp, sudden reduction in consumer demand.
That would bring inflation down. But if Omicron turns out to be particularly serious, supply chain problems might intensify in a month's time, keeping prices up.
The effect is mixed, but differs over time.
We don't know yet what threat Omicron poses to global health, but we do know that the virus controls the economy. The information we get over the next few weeks will all dictate the path our economy takes. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.